Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, July 23rd. You'll be interested to know, 63 years ago today, in 1962, the world witnessed a groundbreaking advancement in global communication. The Telstar 1 communications satellite relayed the first live transatlantic television signal, featuring the esteemed broadcaster Walter Cronkite. This historic event marked the dawn of a new era, connecting continents and bringing people closer together through the marvels of technology. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 4 feet throughout the morning, providing decent conditions. The winds are currently onshore at 5 mph, but will shift to sideshore by 6 a.m., maintaining a steady breeze as the day progresses. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m., with a 1 foot incoming mid-tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 16 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 5 mph. The first high tide Wednesday will be 4 foot at 10 a.m., with a 2.5 foot low tide at 2:30. The near shore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 69 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday through Saturday presents inconsistent surf conditions. Thursday starts fair with waist-high waves, but transitions to choppy by afternoon, with winds reaching 14 mph. Friday offers better morning conditions, clean and rideable, but becomes choppy in the afternoon. Saturday remains choppy throughout, with knee-high waves and shifting winds, making for a bumpy experience overall. Expect limited quality surf. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 66 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:56 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:58. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny weather today with a high near 74 and a gentle northwest breeze gusting up to 20. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 64 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies Thursday and Friday with highs near 74 to 75. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 62 to 63. Saturday and Sunday will stay partly sunny. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in a surprising announcement on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, billionaire owner Patrick Soon-Shiong revealed plans to take the Los Angeles Times public. Staffers, accustomed to hearing news about their paper from external sources, expressed frustration over the lack of direct communication. One reporter called the announcement insulting, noting that the newsroom had faced over 20% staff cuts in recent years. While Soon-Shiong stated his commitment to democratizing ownership, skepticism remains about his ability to follow through on this plan. Critics highlight ongoing financial struggles and question whether public ownership will truly resolve these challenges. Now on to sports. The England women's football team has secured a spot in the Euro 2025 final, but not without a struggle. In a dramatic semi-final against Italy, England relied on blind luck with Michelle Agyemang and Chloe Kelly scoring late to clinch the victory. Despite their win, the team's performance raised concerns about their identity and strategy, as they seemed disorganized and uninspired throughout the match. As they prepare for the final against either Germany or Spain, questions remain about the future of this team and the potential of emerging talents like A.G. Meng and Aggie Beaver Jones. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Lowndigo Park in Miami, the Padres fell to the Marlins 4-3. Despite solid hits from Merrill and Stowers, the Padres couldn't stop Miami's rally. Kopech took the loss after giving up 4 runs over 4 innings, while Cabrera earned the win. Key plays included a double and an RBI from Lopez, while Machado's error allowed Miami to capitalize. The Padres now stand at 55-46. This morning, the Friars face off against the Marlins in Miami for the rubber game of this 3-game series. Dylan Cease, with a 3.9 and a 6.44 earned run average, takes on Sandy Alcantara, who has a 7.14. First pitch is at 9:10 under sunny skies and 85 degrees. In top news, magnesium is an essential mineral that plays a significant role in various bodily functions, including muscle soreness and blood pressure. However, studies indicate its benefits for sleep and anxiety are limited. While magnesium may help with mild anxiety, evidence for its effectiveness in improving sleep remains weak, with many studies being observational rather than conclusive. For those considering magnesium supplements, options like magnesium glycinate are recommended due to better absorption. It's crucial to consult a physician before starting supplements, especially for individuals on other medications or with existing health conditions. In business news, OpenAI recently experienced a talent shift, with former employee Calvin French Owen offering a unique insight into the company's culture. In his blog post, he described OpenAI as having a bottom-up structure where promotions are based on merit, emphasizing idea generation and execution. Despite past leadership controversies, French Owen noted that OpenAI remains true to its nonprofit roots. He also highlighted the fast-paced environment where communication predominantly occurs on Slack, and long hours are common, especially during product launches. French Owen, who may return to OpenAI, stated, "It's hard to imagine building anything as impactful as AGI." In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 2% to about $120,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just over $3,700. And XRP is up 1% to $3.51. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Archaeologists have made an incredible discovery at Petra's Kasna, one of the new 7 wonders of the world. As featured on Discovery Channel's Expedition Unknown, a tomb was uncovered containing 12 skeletons over 2,000 years old. This site, famously showcased in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, yielded artifacts including a ceramic chalice, reminiscent of the Holy Grail. Archaeologist Pierce Paul Kriesman and his team utilized ground-penetrating radar to locate the tomb, which is a rare find in an area previously thought to be empty. The discovery holds promise for revealing more about the Nabataeans and their history. And in entertainment news, a groundbreaking technology called the Volume is transforming superhero filmmaking and sparking debate online. This innovative system, developed by Industrial Light and Magic, replaces traditional green screens with massive cylindrical sets of LED panels. The Volume creates immersive digital environments in real time, enhancing scenes like Superman's flight in the most recent film. Some praise the technology, describing it as pretty awesome and a creative way to capture backgrounds, while others, including fans of director Zack Snyder, feel it diminishes cinematic magic. Regardless, many agree that the visuals in Superman look impressively sharp and crisp. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and futurist, R. Buckminster Fuller. And he said, "We are called to be architects of the future, not its victims." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.